Hello.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted a very brief survey about the Phoenix, Arizona area, and we would like to include your response to the study. Do you currently live in the Phoenix, Arizona area, ma'am? Can you be
no,
so kind
I
of
do
your
not.
Opinion?
No, I don't live in the Phoenix area.
You don't live in Levine area?
I'm in Levine. You said Phoenix.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. But Levine, right? You live in Levine, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now, just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages, can you just tell me what is the year of your birth, please?
Oh, no, I don't give out my birthday. I'm going to give
problem,
that
ma'am.
Out.
No, no, we can continue. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things are going off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
Well, I guess everything is just stable.
Okay.
It's neither good or bad. So it's just
understood.
In the middle.
Understood. It's just for the sake of the research. Would you lean more to the right direction or the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of the South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of the 27th Avenue, and east of the Gillard River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as a Levine. Is that definition clear? That requires me to read verbatim, ma'am. Okay, but I know you live in Levine. And that is clear, right?
Yeah, that's clear.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay. Sorry, now moving forward. Sorry. Thank you. Okay. One second, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm just having a hard time with this. Okay, here we go. Okay. I appreciate your patience. Are you, as anyone in your household, of Hispanic, Latino descent? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Haitian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race that is not listed here?
No.
Okay, but what do you consider yourself, white, Caucasian,
yes.
African-American?
You could put white, Caucasian.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent,
well,
good,
it's growing.
Fair, or poor?
It's very
yeah,
good. It's growing every day.
Good. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm going to reach you real quick the list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, please rate each item on the scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, you can use any number, okay, from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, how about more affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5? What number should we give them?
Oh, it's about a 3. They're high.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses from 1 to 5?
Oh, that's 5.
Okay. How about more good-paying jobs? 1
5.
To 5? More parks and recreational opportunities.
Well,
one
5.
Number. Okay. Better public transportation options from 1 to 5?
5.
And better streets and road maintenance. Same question.
Oh, yeah. Give it a 5.
Okay. And more dining and entertainment options from 1 to 5? You think that will improve the quality of life in Levine?
No. Rate that about a 3. We don't need all that traffic.
Okay. In terms of your job status, are you employee, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, or student,
retired.
Or homemaker? Retired. Thank you, ma'am. Hey, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
It's the right amount.
Thank you. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many,
no
too few?
Corporate. Yeah, it's too few.
Too few, okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you the list of different kinds of stores and businesses. And for each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Levine. Now, would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
No.
Yes? strongly?
No.
Somewhat or no? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
No.
And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me, it means a lot to us. Now, how about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Yes,
no.
Strongly? No?
No. It's plenty.
How about dollar stores and discount change? Strongly?
No.
Okay. How about doctor's offices and hospitals? Strongly yes?
No.
Somewhat yes? Okay, no. And how about grocery stores and supermarkets?
No.
Strongly
plenty.
Yes? No. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine? In your own words, anything, any type of stores that you would like to
gas
see?
Gas stations.
You like to see more gas stations in?
Okay, yeah, there, because there's none. Well, one or two.
Okay, you got to fill up before you get to Levine.
Right.
Okay, now, switching gears, I know I try to say, switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it will cost to buy or rent a home. Now, is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate
it
problem?
It is. I see a lot of signs in my community, so.
How should I recall your answer? A very
better.
Big problem?
Yes.
A fairly big problem.
A very big problem.
And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. You think it's housing availability very big?
None.
You think that's a very big problem in Levine? A fairly big? A moderate problem?
Yes, it's none.
Okay. So you're still thinking about the residential development. I'm going to read you the list of different kinds of housing. Now, for each man, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Now, would you like to see more?
They're already building up dramatically, so yes.
Okay, I understood. And maybe that's why the reason they're doing the study. But would you like to see more housing options for seniors? Yes, strongly. Yes on what or no?
Yes.
Okay, just strongly or yes on what?
It's yes. More,
yeah,
strongly.
It's strongly, okay, thank you, ma'am. And multi-family housing like apartments
no.
or condominiums? Okay.
Not at all.
How about single-family detached home? Strongly, somewhat,
strongly.
Or no?
Strongly.
Okay. How about townhouses or attached homes? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
So, 0 to 5.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
Friends and family.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, I'm going to reach you real quick some proposals that addresses housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each of these proposals. Now, the first proposal is repropose or replace parking lots with new housing. Will you strongly favor that proposal, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that proposal?
There's no parking lot, so strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you. How about changing some laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? Favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And changing some laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhouses, duplexes, or triplexes? Strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Okay. How about changing some laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Would you strongly favor that proposal, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
How about repropose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with the new housing? Favor that proposal, somewhat, strongly, or oppose that, somewhat, or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
And how about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Will you support that proposal? It's strongly favored?
No, I'm strongly opposed.
Opposed. Thank you, ma'am. Now, we almost finished.
Okay.
I would like to ask you just a few questions. No, just like a few questions for statistical purposes.
It's 7 o'clock at night. I've got to go. This is a long survey. You said a couple of minutes. We've been 10 minutes now.
What was the last year of school that you have completed? That's the last question. The last year of school?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Shit, it called for a service.
Ah, come on, boy.